on. And Drake Smithson is back deep to receive the punt for the Boomers. He's at his own 45-yard line. The punter standing at his own 1-yard line. That is Josh Brown. So a different return man other than David Dennison. And a little bit of a change up for the Boomers. 2:17 left here in this first quarter. High snap. No chance, though, for the Boomers to block it. Smithson is going to go ahead and let it bounce, and it's going to take a little wildcat bounce down to the 42-yard line for the Boomers. We'll get the ball back with 2:06 left here in this first half. But, Shane, this is makeable. 58 yards to go to the end zone. 2 minutes, so we'll see the hurry-up offense.
Yeah, Woodward had to, has had to burn a couple of timeouts already. So with just one left, you would think that they're going to have to go a little more airborne here to get the ball down and get it into the end zone. But they certainly need to because, again, and I know I'm beating this dead horse too, but because of the snafu in the pregame, Piedmont's going to get the ball to start the second half just as they did in the first half.
The Boomers had 6 first downs in the first quarter. They've only had 1 in the second quarter on first down. However, they roll it out to the right side, and that's Jake Gilreath, and Gilreath has finally dropped around the 40-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 18 yards on the play and a Boomer first down.
Well, that's a tremendous play, and that gain of 18 yards there changes the deal up quite a little bit. Now Woodward does have time to run the football once or twice here should they want to.
So a pass play results in a 12-yard pickup for the Boomers, and that's their second down here of this second quarter. 1:57 to go here in the first half. The Boomers with the 12-7 lead. Another slow snap. Cobalt, quarterback keeper, he rolls towards the left side, and he's going to be run out of bounds around the 35-yard line. So it'll be a pickup of about 4 yards on the play.
Just a little zone keep there. And the play before, we didn't really describe exactly how Jake Gilreath got the ball, but he came from a slot position and just ran a little flat route out here, bubble screen. And Piedmont, not having seen a lot of number one on film, didn't have him accounted for.
Second and 5, Cobalt, quick throw to the right side to Braden Todd far sideline. And nice little ankle tackle there by the Wildcats as Corbin Ross, the senior. If he hadn't got a hand on his ankle, he might have broke it.
Yeah, did a better job there up top. I didn't see which two receivers. I think it was Drake Smithton and Jake Gilreath. Got some decent blocks downfield. If he could have run out of that one, he might have scored.
A 9-yard pickup and a first down. First and 10 now from the 26-yard line. Fourth play of the drive. Cobalt rolls, looks left, fires, and has a man, and it is caught. Drake Smithson around the 15-yard line, and that's going to be another first down. If he was spotted at the 15, we'll see. They haven't moved the sticks yet. Looks like they're about to move the sticks, and they are. An 11-yard pickup on the pass play, and the Boomers are in business here at the 1:31 mark of this second quarter, and Shane, they are looking good on this hurry-up offense.
Yeah, look really sharp so far in this drive, and again, have moved it smartly enough and quickly enough that the clock is not so much an adversary at this point.
Handoff goes to Koval. He keeps it himself, fires, and it is incomplete. He was looking for Mason Simmel in there at tight end tonight, and he had me fooled. I thought Kevin Coleman had it, but he kept it and he threw it to Simmel.
Yeah, that's a play Woodward has run a lot, where Drake's the split receiver to that far side. He runs his guy off all the way into the end zone, and then they flood Mason from the tight end position underneath. But I think they've run it so many times, it looked like Piedmont did a pretty good job recognizing that, maybe from film study. Actually, Drake ended up being open deep, and both the defensive backs came up and covered Mason.
Good thing about that was at least stop the clock. 1:25 to go, second quarter. Second down and 10 from the 15 of the Wildcats. Cobalt, plenty of time. He's got all day back in the pocket. Now he finally goes towards the left side. Still on feet, fires, throws, has a man, and it's incomplete. Just out of the reach of the intended receiver. And it was, looks like Mason Simmel, the intended receiver, is going to bring up third down and 10.
Yeah, and that time Woodward jumped into that jumbo look that they'd shown a few times, but threw a little wrinkle at Piedmont. They had not thrown the football out of a jumbo set before. That time they lined up in it, and I think maybe Piedmont, or they were hoping Piedmont was taking a run, but I think because of the because of the amount of time left on the clock, Piedmont still pretty keen to the pass and didn't bite.
A couple of incompletions here has brought up a third down and 10, 1:16 and counting, 12 on the play clock. Kovalt out of the shotgun, triple wide receivers to the far side. Kovalt, five-step drop, looks, fires, throws, looking for Smithson, has him, and he is just out of bounds at the half-yard line, it looks like, and that's going to be a pickup of 14 yards and a first down. It's going to be first down and goal. Drake Smithson, another nice catch.
Well, that was a huge play there, obviously, for Woodward to pick that first down up, because as everyone knows, Woodward has struggled so mightily in the kicking game that even though they're down there pretty deep in Piedmont territory, probably wouldn't have been comfortable kicking the field goal, and now they've got an opportunity here to punt it in.
Gilreath in the backfield, now Kovalt on the quarterback keeper. We'll see if he got into the end zone.
There it is.
And there it is, Kovalt from 1 yard away into the end zone for the touchdown. And the Boomers now really pouring it on here in the second quarter on the ground. 18-7 is the score at the 104 mark of this second quarter.
Yeah, and they will go for it here, Dan, with the regular offense. Go for the two-point conversion, that is.
So we'll see what the offense can do. That trip into the end zone brought to you by Travel Express of Woodward. Boomers traveling into the end zone there and make it 18-7, trying to make the score 20 here as they try the two-point conversion. Kovalt gonna look, he keeps it, nice little draw play, and that pass is intended for Mason Simmel, and that is gonna go nowhere as he ends up throwing it away, and the score will stay 18-7, 104 to go here in the second quarter between the Boomers and Piedmont. It has been Boomers' time here in the second quarter. We're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout here on the Boomers Radio Network on Power Hit Z92.
Here's good news that could be important.